open God's word. Let us bow our hearts in prayer. Father in heaven, this is a day of gladness and blessing. In this day, we come before thee, O Heavenly Father, in meekness and with humble heart. We ask thee, O Father, be in our midst, be present with us. Guide our thoughts, our words. May we be faithful listeners. May we obey thy will and thy holy commandments. Bless our gathering. Bless thy servants that will speak today throughout this day, so that we all, the speaker and the listeners, would be edified and that thy name would be glorified from all of us. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. With help of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, this morning hour, I would like to read first seven verses from Ecclesiastes chapter number 5. Ecclesiastes chapter number 5, first seven verses to God's honor and glory. Knjiga Propovednikova, peta glava, prvih sedam stihova, Bogu na hvalu I na čast, a nama za utjehu I poučenje u veri. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God, for God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he had no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow, than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that he was in error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hands? For in the multitude of dreams and many words, there are also divers vanities, but fear thou God. We are in the presence of God in his house this morning hour, and I hope and pray that we all have the gladness and joy within our heart as we approach his holy face. The portion of the chapter that we have before us, it starts out saying, keep thy foot, or guard thy foot, as thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice. As I was reading the weekly email that we get, we have the verse of the week, which says, and I'm sure we all read it, it says, even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. As I was reading that verse, it led me to many verses throughout the Bible, especially in Proverbs, in the New Testament, Old Testament, so many places he speaks about our lips, our tongue, our mouth, how we should use it. Not only as we come into the house of God, but everywhere, at work, at home, in school, in church, as we speak to one another. There's so many verses, and I had to actually print it out on paper so I would not go back and forth and look. Perhaps I would forget many of them. So many verses he speaks about as we come to the house of God, how we should come. It starts out saying, guard your foot as you come into the house of God. Be careful. It doesn't mean watch your steps so you don't trip and fall. But you're coming in the presence of God. As we come into the house of God, we need to come with reverence, honoring God, praising God. We know when Moses was watching the flock and he saw the burning bush. So he came close to see how this bush is burning and yet is not being consumed. Usually when a bush or anything small starts burning, it doesn't take long before it's completely consumed, done. So he came close and he heard a voice from God saying, take your shoes off, because you're in the presence of God and you're standing on the holy ground. So this first verse pretty much says the same thing. When we come in the presence of God, let's take our shoes off. There's a lot of filth on our shoes as we walk on the roads. Of course, this means spiritually to leave everything that is worldly outside as we come before God. We know that in Samuel, we can read when Saul disobeyed God, Samuel told him that it is better to be obedient, to obey God's word, than to sacrifice. As right here, Solomon says, be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Saul thought that he would save all the best and offer unto God for a sacrifice. And yet God told them, destroy the Amalekites completely. Don't save anything. But he did. He just disobeyed God. So to listen, to obey, is very important, the most important for all of us. God does not want to sacrifice if we are not obedient to him. He doesn't do anything to God, especially in the Old Testament when people did sacrifice to God. If they were disobedient, he didn't do anything to God. God wants obedient heart. Then he continues on, he said, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything. James said, my beloved brothers and sisters, brethren, he says, let every man be swift to hear and slow to answer, slow to speak. Let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. Why is it so bad, if I could say, to speak a lot? James also said, be not many masters. Be not many teachers. The more we speak, the more mistakes we can make. So does that mean that we should all be quiet? We should not speak at all? If we would not speak, perhaps we would not make a mistake. We would not say anything that would hurt one another, that would hurt God. That might be true. But then if we would not speak, how would we praise God? We just need to know when to speak, what to say, and what not to say. In Colossians, it says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. We need to think before we will speak. We know what Jesus said about speaking and uttering words. And in Matthew chapter 12, let me just find it and read it. There were a few verses there. Matthew 12, let's start on verse 34. He says, when they were blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, saying evil things, and Jesus says to them, he says, O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man, the evil treasure, bringeth forth evil things. And then he continues on, he says, but I say unto you that every idle word, meaningless, empty, that's not praising God, every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. In one of the in Proverbs, see if I can find it. It says Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life. So the words can do a lot of damage. If they're the wrong words, if we say the wrong things, it can do a lot of good. It's death and life. It is up to us to choose which way we want to go. How is it death by speaking? How can it cause death? How much harm can it be to speak, to talk? A lot of the arguments, fights, wars, start by speaking the wrong things. That's how arguments start, with saying things that you hurt someone. You say the wrong thing, people get upset, and the fight can start. And the end of it can be very detrimental, it can be very bad. You can also read in Proverbs, I believe it's 25, it says, a word fitly spoken is like golden apples in a bowl of silver, a silver bowl. Fitly spoken. A word in good season, speaking in good season, in right season, right time. How good is it? It's very good. We have to know in Proverbs or Ecclesiastes, actually, previous chapter, where he speaks about to everything there is season and time. Solomon says in verse 7, chapter 3, he says, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. It's interesting how he says, first he says, time to keep silence, and then time to speak. There's old Persian proverb that I read many, many years ago. It says two things indicate weakness in men, in humans. Two things. To speak when it's time to be quiet, and to be quiet when it's time to speak. There's time to speak, there's time to be quiet. But when we do speak, maybe have choice words. Maybe think before we speak. Swift to hear and slow to speak and to be angry. You ever see people disagreeing or having an argument? And I've seen it many times, even in among brothers and sisters. If one is speaking, saying things, regardless of the issue, if the other brother or sister or just anyone that's speaking, if they do not agree, you can see as the one is listening, it's not really listening. He's ready to reply. We need to listen in a way where we can understand instead of listening and be with intent to reply immediately. So many times we see it where someone is speaking, the other one is just hardly waiting for him to, or her or him to finish so they can reply, so they can say what they want to say. Instead of listening, we need to sometimes listen to others and figure out why they're saying what they're saying. Even if we don't agree, we need to listen what they are saying and why they are saying. And then we can reply. But let's first think before we would speak. For Jesus says, for by thy words you will be justified, and with thy words you will be condemned. So it goes to one extreme to the other extreme. So we need to be very, very careful what we say. Especially in the second verse, it says, do not be rash, do not be hasty with thy mouth to say things. You know how many times we say things and then we regret what we said? Because we didn't think about it. We didn't think what we will say or how that will come out or how will that sound. Is it a proper thing to say? Is it a wrong thing to say? Is it necessary? Is it edifying? You know, there are many times when we feel like saying something, we know in our heart, in our mind, that it is the right thing. And yet, it's a wrong time. That's why Solomon says, there's time to speak, there's time to be quiet. Even if we know we are right, it's a wrong time. It won't do any good. It's a wrong time. And there are times we need to speak. It's a perfect time. And we need to say what we need to say, and yet we keep quiet. That's no good either. But we need to, as I mentioned before, I'll probably mention a few more times, think before we will say things. Just like the verse of the week, he says, even a fool, when he's holding his peace, he's counted wise, and yet he's considered to be a fool. And yet, if he's keeping his tongue, keeping quiet, silence is golden. I'm sure we all heard of that saying. Can you imagine this world if we would not be able to speak at all? It would be a great peace. Perhaps not as it should be, but it would be peace on earth. But at the same time, if we would not be able to speak, how would we praise God? How would we have the fellowship with one another that we need? How would we sing beautiful songs unto God? We cannot just gesture with our hands. So God has given us, you know, it's interesting, God has given us two ears and only one mouth, which is a good thing. And the mouth can close. The ears cannot close. That's another good thing. We need to listen. We cannot close our ears. People might try with their hands to close the ears, but they can still hear. We need to hear, especially God's word. You know, I mentioned before with Peter, when Jesus found him, his name was Simon. And he changed his name immediately to Peter. And yet, he always called him Simon. Simon means to hear, to listen. Peter means rock, something solid. But until he received that Holy Spirit, the power from above, Jesus always told him, hear, listen. Hear me, Simon. Listen. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16, he says, these six things that the Lord hates. So there are some things the Lord hates. He says, seven are an abomination unto him. Number one is proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift or fast in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies. Now the seventh, the last one, the abomination that he really, really hates, cannot stand. He says, he that soweth discord among brethren. We all know how you sow seeds. You sow seeds with your hand. It's a grass seeds, you throw them or you use a spreader. It's all done with your hand. But to sow discord, you do not do it with your hand. You do it with your mouth, your lips, with your tongue. And that's something that God absolutely hates, to sow discord among the believers. Ephesians, let me just read some of the ones that I have. I know there are many more. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 4, it says, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. We need to use our voices, our mouth, our lips, our tongue, to praise God, to honor God, to edify one another, to build up one another. If we cannot, then we need to practice to speak good things of one another. Let's speak to one another instead of one of another, someone else. It's easy to speak about someone, but let's try to speak more to one another, where we would all be edified and God would be glorified. I read somewhere says that when we speak, we know what we are saying. We know what we are about to say. That's why we are saying we're speaking. We're not learning when we are saying something because we know what we will say. But when we listen, we might learn something new. We might hear something that we did not hear before. We might learn something. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. So whatever is in our heart, that's what will come out from our lips. How we think, how we believe, and we will be saying the things that we believe or think. The abundance of the heart mouth speaketh. And those people that speak a lot, that talk a lot, make more mistakes. Just like James says, be not many speakers, for we all make mistakes. We offend in all. And he said, the man that does not make a mistake in words, he's a perfect man. And yet, who is that perfect man here on this earth? Is there anyone other than Jesus that was on the face of this earth that is perfect, that does not make a mistake in speaking? None of us. But the more we speak, the more mistakes we can make. So we always have to think what we will say, how we will say it, to make sure not to offend one another, hurt one another, especially not hurting God. It says, be not rash with them out, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and we are here on this earth. Great, great distance. So let your words be few. Especially when we come before God, let's listen more than we speak. Verse 4, it says, when thou vowest a vow unto God. So when you make a promise, solemn promise before God, it says, don't delay to fulfill it, to pay it. For he had no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. He calls them fools, those people that make a promise and yet disregard it, they do not think much of it. God calls them fools. He says, it's better not to make the promise, the vow, if you will not fulfill it. It's better that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. We can read in Psalm 50. Verse 14, it says, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And also in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 23, verse 21, it says, when thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slack to pay it. Don't be lazy to fulfill it, to pay it. For the Lord thy God will surely require it of thee, and it would be sin in thee if you would not keep the promise. But if thou shalt forbear to vow, it shall be no sin in thee. If you don't promise something, you're not accounted for it. You did not promise. Then it continues on and says, that which is gone out of thy lips, thou shalt keep and perform, even a free will offering, according as thou hast vowed unto thy Lord thy God, which thou hast promised with thy mouth. When we say something, it's out. It's out of our lips. We can't just say, just like we read, don't say in front of the angel, before the angel, oh, it was a mistake. I shouldn't have promised. I shouldn't have said this. Well, it's too late. Yes, you can say, I'm sorry. But if we make a promise, solemn promise, we need to fulfill it. How many times you hear people saying many different things? I will come over this time, or I will help you, or I will give you this. And then nothing happens. Many people don't think much of it. Oh, I changed my mind. Well, I'm sorry. It says here, don't say before the angel. It was an error. It was a mistake. So that's why, again, as I said before, we need to think before we would speak. Why should God be angry at thy work, at thy voice, and destroy the work of thine hands? It's easy to promise. It says, I read somewhere also, it says, don't promise when you're happy. When we're happy, it's very easy to promise something, anything. Yes, I will do this. I will help you. I will give you this. When you're happy, you promise things. And then later, when you think about it, you sleep on it, kind of change your mind. That happens too. But if we promise someone something, even if you don't say, I promise I will do this, just by saying it's a promise. Anything we say, God will hold us to it. That's why Jesus said, every idle word, meaningless. So we have to be careful what we say. We should not just babble on or just keep on talking nonsense. I'm sure we don't, but there are many people that do. You see so many people just talk, and never listen. Some people like to hear themselves talk. A lot of times you cannot even get a word in it when there are people that just talk a lot, speak a lot. And the more they speak, the more mistakes they will make. So every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. I am sure that we said a lot of things that we didn't mean to say or we didn't think about. But it says here that everything that we say that would be idle, meaningless, we will give account. Everything is written. All the words that we say. God knows everything that we do. We can't just say, well, that was a long time ago. Let's learn by our mistakes if we made a mistake, if we promised something that we did not fulfill. May we always examine ourselves and think, are we saying the right things? Are we talking too much? Are we saying the things that is hurting someone? There are people that will say things to hurt someone on purpose. They just want to hurt people. And they will say things knowing that it will hurt them, in spite. It happens a lot too. And that should not happen among us, but it does happen in the world. Where people will say words that will hurt them, especially if something is true and they know that it will hurt someone else. So they do it in spite just to hurt them more. Not realizing that they are hurting themselves. Proverbs 29:11 says, "The fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it until afterwards." So fool, someone that doesn't think or has no wisdom or understanding, will just say anything that comes in his mind. There are a lot of things that come to our mind. Can you imagine if we would say everything that comes to our mind? Sometimes things come to our mind, and we stop and think and just say, well, I better not say this. You might hurt someone. You might do more wrong than good. But a lot of things come to our mind, especially if we're angry or upset. There's many things that will come to our mind. But that's why we need to be slow to speak. Death and life are in the power of tongue. That's very powerful, death and life. You know that our tongue is so, there's no bone in it. It's very soft, flexible, and yet it can hurt someone. It can break a heart. It can break a heart. With words, we can do a lot of damage. And yet, with words, we can praise our God. I think it was James also said, from our lips come cursing and praise. You cannot have both. It's either we'll praise God or we'll curse God. James also says, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridle it, not doesn't control his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Doesn't do any good. If we cannot control what we say, it's hard to control what we think, because a lot of things come to our mind. That's understandable. We can control what we meditate upon, definitely. Things that fly through our mind, it's hard to control, because all kinds of things enter into our mind. We live in this world. But we can control it. We can control what we think, what we meditate upon, and we definitely can control what we say. We just have to think before we say it. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And the last verse that we read, it says, for in the multitude of dreams and many words there are also divers vanities. He said, but fear thou God. Beautiful verse. Fear thou God. You know, we can read in the last chapter of Ecclesiastes where it says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and obey his commandments. That is the whole duty of men. And God will bring out everything to light, whether it be good or evil. So that's the conclusion. Fear God, praise God, obey him, listen more than you speak, more than we all speak. This is for everyone. May we always glorify God. Sing beautiful songs unto God. God is so worthy to be honored, to be glorified, to be praised. When we stop and think what he has done for us, for all of us, sending his son to die for our sins, to redeem us, how can we not praise him? Oh, that I had 1,000 voices, I would praise our Heavenly Father. That would be great if we would only praise our God with 1,000 voices. But can you imagine if we would not and have 1,000 voices? It would be very evil. So let us continue always to praise our God and give him thanks. And all the honor and glory belonging unto him. Amen.